Welcome, Monday Morning Mastery students. Today is the second call of January 2013, and I trust your year's off to a flying start. And I hope you're in what they call the flow state. This week is going to be a big week for the community. It culminates at the end of the week with the National Kickoff Conference featuring the Rent to Own Workshop and our new partnership with Dr. Paul Stoltz. But that's the end of the week. Today is Monday morning. We need to kick the week off right square in the backside of the pants. Ladies and gentlemen, please help welcome Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Boy, I don't often step into an introduction that starts with kickstart me in anything. So I really appreciate the kickstart of any sort or nature on a Monday morning. So how are you, Russ?
I'm wonderful. How's your new year been? I hear you're just on fire right now.
Well, don't put me out too early. We promised some pretty big initiatives to the RAIN members, our partners, our friends, our stakeholders. Don's got big plans. We've had a big vision. Patrick's been at the helm, and we're just really holding on to an incredible start to a fantastic breakout year, and that's what I'm calling it. I'm calling 2013 RAIN's breakout year. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Great segue into what's going on this week, the national conference. Dr. Paul Stoltz, visiting professor at Harvard Business School. You know, no kidding, we are truly not pulling any punches when it comes to a breakout year.
I hear you, and I'm looking forward to it. You know what? I'm as excited for myself as I am for the members, because I look at all this, how it's going to benefit me personally, but I'm just more excited, honestly, for the community and what it's going to do for the entire elevation of the community.
Well, you know, in the spirit of this being a mastery call, a kickstart to everyone's week, and a way to really frame yourself, your mind, your body, your soul, your behavior, your chemistry, and your physiology with having a really powerful and fulfilling week, I don't want to really digress too much from a lesson, but there is really a lesson within this conversation, which is never, ever shut down or close out or pinch your eyes or think small of the place that positive psychology has in our lives, that the place of just positive thinking and performance psychology and the role that really plays inside our real estate investor lives. Because, you know, Russell, you and I both realize from experience in doing this real estate thing for some time that it's not the results, it's not the cash flow and number of doors and increase in net worth that we really play for. What it is the person we get to become in pursuing those financial results, those doors, that excess cash flow. And so by becoming that person, we get to live a different way. We get to have a different life. We are our people, our loves, our family, those caring for us and those counting on us experience us differently. They engage us differently. We engage them differently. And so it's the person you become. So when we began having this chat well over 40 plus weeks ago, Russell, you and I sat down and began hammering out what RAIN Mastery is going to look like. A lot of people looking back can actually now say, wow, I really get it now. I get that I'm the one who's the catalyst. I am the one who stands between the bookends. I'm the one who'll make this happen. And it's not just because you have the money or you have the wherewithal or the credibility to go borrow it from the bank, but because you're the person that's going to make it happen. You're the person that's going to have to make it happen. No one else is. No one else is waking up this morning, folks, and then saying, boy, I can't wait to get to work and help make Russell's dreams come true. No one's waking up that way, except me, pal, by the way.
Thank you. And myself, too.
I certainly do. But point saying all that is, you know, so when you look at the fact that the national conference has got Dr. Paul Stoltz, you know, aside from who he is, what he's written, and how celebrated he is as an authority on this positive psychology, behavioral finance space, you've got to slow this down a little bit and understand one real fundamental thing. If in any way, shape, or form you consider me, Richard Dolan, as some sort of role model or poster child or yet another piece of evidence of what happens when you learn a lot and apply plenty to this thing called real estate, what makes me me? What makes me tick? And I declare that Dr. Paul Stoltz, without him and his education, without his mentorship and without his training, without his methodologies and his philosophy, I would not be half the man I am right now. I wouldn't be the father I am. I wouldn't be the man I am. I certainly wouldn't be the investor I am. And I certainly wouldn't be the businessman I am that Don can count on and that you, Russell, can count on and the team can count on. You, members, partners, can count on. And so that's a very important point to make, because Dr. Stoltz has gone off to really train some of the world's leading and top thought provokers, thinkers, and innovators of our time. And so aside from all the niceties about his technology called AQ and all this fancy talk about research and all this jibber-jabber about him being my mentor, here's what you got to get. How do people get to become better? And not just better thinking and not just better moving and not just better feeling and all that warm and fuzzy stuff, but how do they really truly scientifically do that? There are neuroscientists on this planet that study that. There are social psychologists who actually experiment with that. There are people who are professors and who are authors and researchers who study constantly what it takes for human beings to flourish. And so at the end of the day, all we want to say is that if at the center of positive psychology is the idea of one well-being, your well-being, and if at the center of positive psychology and its place in real estate investing, the idea of growing it is our aim, then it should be measured by way of one's sense of flourishing, and not just financially, but also emotionally and spiritually and familially and educatively and all those things. So if Rain's saying, hey, let's go out there and increase your ability to flourish, then what should we equip you with? Well, aside from all the other obvious stuff like education and research analysis and goldmine scorecards and all the other theologies and technologies that you need to do it right, it's to equip you mentally. Now, this supersedes motivational thinking. This is not happyology. You know, this is not happy think. This is beyond where Rain Mastery ended. This is about what scientifically, measurably, really moves a human being into action. And how do we repeat that process? And by the way, how do we help others do that too? Because that's really where Rain Think really is. That's why Dr. Paul Stoltz is coming out to our national conference on January 19th, that particular Saturday in Calgary, Alberta, to kick this epic, monumental, very first step off to say we're going to elevate the levels of satisfaction for real estate investors across the country. We're going to reinvent the way real estate investors play the game on getting wealthy and the things that matter in this game called real estate. And it's going to begin with the mind, right there front and center. The mind is where it starts. The mind is where it all happens. And so that's where we have to start. So for this particular call, has it sound like a little bit of an infomercial for this upcoming Saturday? You bet. I admit it. Is Russell and I both excited about this Saturday and the fact that Dr. Paul Stoltz will be speaking and Russell Westcott along with Barry McGuire talking on some incredibly new findings and some incredible new research and some incredible new education compartmentalized and really chunked down into digestible pieces so that you can actually take on your business a new way? You bet. But what it's really about is being able to really now say, hey, this is the breakout year for Rain, so therefore this is going to be the breakout year for me. And I want to start embracing all the potential leaders and thinkers and teachers and mentors as all the kinds of things I need in my life. Everyone can contribute to me. And that's what that Saturday is going to really be about. It's going to be about expanding your capacity to have more. So Russell, I don't know what much more I can say about all of that around the Saturday. And if we have a little bit more time, perhaps we can extrapolate from this conference call for all our members this morning, the takeaway lesson. Do we have that time?
Well, absolutely. And actually, I did have one question that's popped up a few times. Is some people have heard this concept of Rain Think, and you had mentioned it on the call as well. Maybe if you could, you previewed it or gave the first lesson in Ontario, maybe for the rest of the people in the country, if you can just give a quick summary and snapshot of what that's going to encompass.
Well, what it's going to encompass is Rain Think is really going to be the new theory of the real estate well-being theory. It's going to be a new theory on how to succeed as a real estate investor. And I'll say it a different way. Let's imagine for a second that if you as a Rain member, as a Rain partner, has been pursuing real estate as an investment opportunity for quite some time. And as Mastery suggested, that in order for you to go and inspire other people to do that very thing, to go out there and invest in real estate with you, alongside you, joint venture partnership with you, you knew that you couldn't go and ask that of people unless you yourself were very masterful to producing that result. So what Rain Mastery suggested in its own limited way was saying, in order for you to go and inspire others, you yourself have to be a walking inspiration. In other words, do it yourself, right? The challenge, though, remains this. What if, and I'm assuming so, you don't have the money? What if you can borrow any dough? And what if you don't have any joint venture partners? So what now? How do you play the game called real estate investing and win, growing your personal and financial well-being to get you closer to your beliefs when you've got nothing to play with? Well, what happens is that most people end up giving up the game. They quit, right, Russ? You've seen it. You've seen it over the past nearly decade. People just give up playing. I'm suggesting inside the context of Rain Think, don't change the game. Don't quit and then go take on day trading. Don't quit and then say, I'm going to get into lending. Don't quit and then say, I'm just going to change a career. Don't change the game. You're here because intuitively you knew it was right. Change the position, right? Change the position. You know, to say it in a different way, I won myself a NBA World Championship ring. It was given to me by Juwan Howard for the role I played in his life for the past 2 years in his attainment to the ring. What's interesting, though, it took him 19 years and a massive amount of professional prowess on how to play basketball to get it. It took me two. Now, ask me the question, do I know anything about basketball, really? And I have to admit, no. I didn't teach him how to play basketball. I certainly didn't tell him how to shoot better. I certainly had nothing to do with how the game was played. But you see, the position I play in that game is very different. You see, you don't have to have results to inspire people. You don't have to have the doors, folks, to inspire others to buy them from you, with you. So the idea in Rain Think was, how do you shift your mindset that would then in turn shift others' perspective on the role you can play in the conversation around real estate? Now, in case I lost you, I'll paraphrase it in a different way. There's only three roles you can play in any conversation about any type of subject matter, right? And here they are. If you're making note, make note of these three things. Number one is you can be an enthusiast. And an enthusiast is kind of like a collector, right? You can be an enthusiast of anything, on any sport, any type of pastime, any hobby. You can collect a lot of stuff. And an enthusiast is someone who's inspirational, but not influential. So just because I collect stamps doesn't mean you're going to get really inspired by that and want to collect stamps too. You get what I'm saying? Usually you're not actually catching that virus of contagion called, I want to be a collector too, from another collector. It's just not the act. It's not part of that psyche. But that brings me to the next one, which is the conversationalist. The conversationalist is someone who's far more equipped than an enthusiast. They know something about their subject matter. They've been researching it. They read up on it. They're well up to speed with what's going on in that space. They can hold court. They can break bread. They can end up talking about it. And a lot of our members, a lot of you on this call, are kind of like conversationalists from time to time. But what often people fail to become, because they think that results is what you need, is a specialist. You don't have to be an enthusiast. Don't be a conversationalist. Be a specialist. And a specialist is someone who is masterful at asking a lot of questions, understanding the reasons and motivations behind the answers, and promising a course of action or a plan of attack that allows you to be the go-to person to get the job done. No, you don't need to know anything about basketball, and no, you don't have to know anything about free throws from the foul shot line. You don't need to even know the rules of the game to win the ring. You just need to know one thing, that if there's something you want and something that's stopping you, can you be the person that you can help others get through that? And that's going to be the huge shift for Rain members in Rain Think. That's going to be a huge shift, Russell, for our community across the country. That's going to be a huge shift for the way Rain has become the leader, the one, the first and only, in helping people get to their personal and financial goals and their aspirations. It's not to do it just themselves, but knowing how to do it and helping others do it with them. So the reality is, for Rain Think, it's going to be an absolute shift. It is real world mastery. It is going to be talking about real estate investment optimism. We're going to be talking about real estate investor resiliency. And we're going to be talking a lot more about what it takes to help people make up their mind with you. And that, my friends, are going to be, it's going to be an epic ride. So Russell, there you have it.
Wow. And I remember you telling me a story about talking about the roles you play in people's success. And it's amazing how sometimes just little shifts. I remember you sharing a story with LeBron LeBron James, he was asking you a question about how can I turn my mind off just before a game, and you gave him just one little simple strategy, and then you remember watching on television and you saw him using that strategy, and how much, and you were actually I don't know if they ridiculed you or they were laughing at you what you suggested to him. Maybe if you can enlighten us with that story.
Well,
wonderful.
Well, listen, like most athletic stars, they have got lots of distractions. You want to know something, Russell? We folks on this call are no different from a LeBron James. We're really not. You know, he's made up of flesh and blood, and he breathes in the same air we do. And, you know, we get distracted too. He just gets distracted by different stuff than we get distracted by. We get bills that come in that are a little higher than we thought, and we get distracted. You know, he reads a bad article about himself, and, you know, he gets distracted. So the idea is not to try and really over-trivialize things. It's the idea of just let's get back down to simple basics. If you're distracted, then, well, get distracted by something more meaningful. So I said, why don't you pick up a book and read it before a game? Why don't you, rather than getting yourself into a zone with music, which would always lend and fire off and trigger other, you know, neuro-linguistically programmed experiences, as in song goes on and all of a sudden it brings them back to ex-girlfriend and that brings up a whole different conversation, just read a book. Lose yourself in a book. And sure enough, during the playoffs, he was watching, or rather reading, the Hunger Games book, and that was the book that he chose to read. And so what was interesting was, yeah, he was ridiculed because you're talking about a man who later became not just the world champ, but also the world's MVP, and all because he learned to do one thing really well, and that was just to, well, limit the distractions. And so you're right. That was the simple lesson. Whether it was me and me alone that taught him that, I don't know. If it was others that said, I agree, or perhaps had told him before or after or re-secured it, it doesn't matter. The point is that as a specialist in performance, when someone says they've got a challenge that's holding them back from achieving what they want, I get to stand up and say, well, hey, I don't know much about your game, but I can certainly tell you about what it takes to have you not be stopped between where it is you want to go and where it is that you are. So why don't you tell me where you're stuck? And I think that's a role, Russell, that every single member on this phone call and every single person that gets to experience RainThink is going to now have a new opportunity in being, is being the cause and being that catalyst, being the specialist in helping people achieve their beliefs. And that's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, what a wonderful message. So Rain Partners today was all about creating your breakout year, doing what it takes to be better, get better, and to flourish, and equipping you with the proper tools. So once again, Richard, another wonderful message. Thank you very much for diving headfirst into this topic this morning.
Ouch.
Yeah, in a deep end of the pool, though, of course.
Oh, good, good, good.
And Rain Partners on the line, thank you for dialing in this morning. You are committed to your ongoing success. If you have any questions, you can always call the Rain office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.